My name is Nigel Booth, the reality coach, and welcome to the Reality Check here on Revolution Radio. If you're new to the show, grab yourself a bit of a brew, sit yourself down, or at least turn it on while you're driving or doing your workout, because what we're here to do is we're trying to pay it forward in regards to the way that we think and the way that we feel. Now, we've been running the show for about 18 months now, and today what we want to sort of go through and share with you is what are the benefits of actually having a reality check? What are the benefits of having a reality check and then actually putting things into action that actually start to move you forward closer to the lifestyle and individual that you are? So if you are ready, grab yourself a seat and let's see what we can do. But first and foremost, to the man in the chair, the captain of all time. How's it going, Glenn?
I'm doing great, thank you. I like that.
Did you like that intro?
You keep developing it each time. Captain of all time.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to sort of get you to the point of where, I don't know, everyone's going to go, way.
I feel like at the very least I need a hat at this stage.
Okay, a hat is going to be it. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen out there listening to the show, if you think that Glenn deserves a captain's hat, let us know and we'll see what we can do and we'll get a photograph of it so you can all see it. But you've had a good week this week.
Yeah, it's been good. What have I been up to this week? I went and gave my 10th blood donation this week.
Okay.
I didn't realise it was the 10th one. They told me while I was there. And they said, I'll be getting something in the mail. So that's exciting.
Wow, wow, wow. And I tell you what, because I suppose going through COVID, I suppose a lot of that kind of stopped, did it?
It slowed. I don't know whether it did, actually. But I think it was very... It slowed down, if you like. Mm. So you get less people in, and it was very... I remember going, and it was all masked up. And you know, it's pretty... it's a clinical setting anyway, isn't it? So it's pretty
clean
anyway,
pretty
sterile. But there was, like, extra measures.
So, and you've been doing that for 10 years?
No, sorry, not 10 years, 10 times. So you go kind of every 3 months, usually.
Right,
To allow you, I suppose, to allow your body to replenish. You couldn't go every week because you'd run out of blood, I suppose.
Yeah.
But every 3 months, I think, roughly, that you go. But I had a couple, I've been doing it for a while, but I had a couple of years where, for whatever reason, I just, you know, fell out of touch with it and there was a big gap. So, but I've been, I quite enjoy it. It's funny. I like the social element of it. Like, the people there are nice. You get sort of, you have to, they don't let you leave until you've had some crisps and biscuits and some orange juice afterwards, because obviously you get your sugars back up and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's nice, you know, you kind of sit around and have a little chat and stuff. But I don't know whether I should say this, but there's something very relaxing about, I don't know how many pints they take, but I always find in the evening, I just feel really nice. Like, it's like you kind of, I think it just, you know, but... You know, I'm not saying I'm chasing some high about getting people to remove blood from my body so I feel better, but I mean, it does a little bit.
But it is a good shout out. It's a great shout out to be able to say to everybody out there, come on, let's, if we could all.
Well, it's a way of paying it forward, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know. And so you go there, they just put a little bit of a needle in your arm and then leave you for 20 minutes, come back. And
it's more like it's 5 minutes. It's not...
Right,
yeah,
so it's not even that.
5 minutes, and you basically just lay in the chair and they give you some exercises to do. So you have to, like, squeeze your hands and tense your legs to keep the blood flowing around because it stops you from... and you have to drink plenty of water and eat lots on the day and stuff, but...
Wow. Yeah. So 5 minutes for a pint.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's about
That's
5 minutes you're in the chair,
really,
yeah.
Really, when you think about it, because if they did tend to forget about you, 10 minutes could be quite drastic, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, no, I think, to be fair, and just a caveat, I'm pretty sure that once they've taken the allocated amount of blood, the machine stops, even though you're still connected to it.
Right.
Because they don't always get, they might be helping someone else, they don't always get straight over to you straight away. But yeah, that'd be really dramatic if it was like, that one over there, he's nearly, we've nearly drained him.
Perhaps what we could do is get somebody on from the service to come and actually explain to us all.
Oh yeah, because I could have just told you a load of, you know,
that's
just my experience. I don't know any of the actual science behind it.
Today, Glenn and I are talking about what are the benefits of actually taking a reality check? What are the benefits of paying it forward? What are the benefits to you out there that are going to keep on supporting each other? And the reason that we wanted to do this today is because we've been doing this, as we said at the beginning of the show, for about 18 months now. Mm. And the impact that we are beginning to see is really huge. You know, last week we were talking about Stephen over in Switzerland. And I know that we've been behind a little bit with getting all of the podcasts and everything out there. And then we got connected with Stephen from Switzerland that turned around and said, why aren't I seeing all of this on Twitter and not Twitter, is it Spotify?
Spotify, yeah. You know, and Apple Music and also the Revolution Radio webpage.
You know, and it's like, wow.
And it's like, sorry, Stephen. I'm trying to catch up. It's okay. Now, we've got, just a little announcement then, really. So I've been busy frantically catching up. They're all edited up and they're all in the process of being uploaded. And I did a load more within the last few days. So if you go on there now, either go to the Revolution Radio website, go to podcasts, click the Reality Check, and you'll see them all there. And on that webpage are all the links as well, if you then want to go on to Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts. But we're up to the 5th of January.
Excellent.
So we're into 2023.
We're actually into 2023.
Yeah, which is only about as many weeks as there were since the 5th of January. So we should be fully back up to date within, I would say, by next week.
Excellent. That sounds good.
There you go. I've said it now, so I've got to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
I've given myself some accountability because, like I've mentioned on the show many times, I'm accountable to no one, especially not myself.
That's right. So, big shout out to Stephen Palmer from over in Switzerland. Thank you so, so much for getting in touch. And apologies. We will be back up to date.
Yeah, apologies to my friend Danny as well, Danny Massey up in up near Grimsby, because he also sent me a few messages going, hey, I've been listening on my travels. On his commute, to work and back, and where's my reality check gone? And fair comment, Danny, but I'm on it.
Danny, Stephen, he's on it. This time next week, we'll be able to say we're all up to date. So, what are the benefits? And I know that lots of you guys out there listening consistently come back to us and make comments and give feedback to it. But one of the big things that you do keep coming back and talking about is the benefits. Actually, I was in a session earlier on this week, and the individual that I was talking to, they're coming to the end of their 12-week intervention of the reality check. Mm. And I was asking them, what is it like? What's the difference between now and when you very first started? And actually, they found it very, very difficult to put into words. But what they were explaining is that it's so exhausting trying to be somebody that you're not. Because the moment that you are somebody that you're not, and that's how you are translating your life through what you do and how you are, et cetera, those periods of time where you're saying yes when really you should be saying no, or in fact you're saying no and you should be saying yes. Mm. And we're having to really think about what it is that we are saying rather than saying what it is that we think. It's very tiring.
Mm.
And people get really bored very quick with it. So the benefits of being able to go and have a conversation about you, forget about what you want to call it, but if you're going to go and have a conversation just about you, nobody else, this is not just like going to the pub and, or going to a cafe or going around someone's house and having a cup of tea and just having a chinwag between the two of you, offloading. No, this is a constructive, inspired, guided conversation just about you, to give you that reality check on who it is that you are and what it is that you really want to be doing. And there are many, many benefits to actually being who it is that you are. There really, really is. And I want to talk about my experience of being me. And what are the benefits of me being me? First and foremost, the benefits of being who it is that you are, you don't have to think too much of what you're saying.
Mm.
You have to be careful about what you're saying.
Yeah.
I want to be always sensitive and, I just don't want to just blurt something out.
Just go around constantly upsetting people.
That's right. Yeah. But I do tend to say what it is that I need to say.
Mm.
What I need to focus on and what I do focus on is making sure that the way that is translated is acceptable by the other person. But I'm certainly in that mode as an individual that I have no issues at all about saying what it is that I think.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people would think that is quite egocentric. You're up yourself and you're trying to big yourself up. But I don't see it like that.
No.
I actually see it as my responsibility as a human being that, if I'm in any type of relationship with anybody, my responsibility is to let that individual know what it is that I am thinking and I am feeling.
Yeah. Because it's like that, there's very few things really, when you break it down, that we really have that we can call our own, isn't it? But our thoughts and our opinions and how we view things,
yep.
That's for us. That's ours. There's very, you know, everything else you either have to pay for or it isn't really yours. Yep. When you break it down, you know, a lot of it's just noise in this world. But the one, you know, the true things that are yours is, how you feel about something and what you think about something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's the one thing that you can keep to yourself forever if you wish.
Yeah.
And it's the one, you know, our emotions and our thoughts. You know, we can justify any of them to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we can kick off, we can be off. You say, well, it wasn't my fault, it was your fault because you hadn't pressed the button right. Or, you know, and you can do the same for me and boom, boom, boom. But it's about being able to understand not just that I can and I am free to say what it is that I want to say, but it's actually understanding who it is that I am and having the solid foundation of being able to present it from there. So there's no point in me, and there have been times in my life, and I know that we've talked about each other's of our past lives so often on the show, and we will consistently do that. But there's certainly been times in my life of where I would never even dream of saying what it is that I think, because I'd always be worried about what somebody else will think about me.
Mm.
And that is one of the real barriers for me, for a lot of people, of actually going through a change and then worrying about what other people will think about them.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of that is, you know, there's elements to this where you could break it down and say, okay, you know, there's one thing, the people talking to the people around you, talking to your family, your friends, people who are close to you, me and you having a conversation, Nigel, when we're on one of our walks.
Yep.
It's very different to publicly saying what you think. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to publicly say what you think, but there are consequences to that because of the just the mechanisms and the infrastructures around us, the social media sites.
Yep.
So, yeah, going out onto, you know, a social media site and putting out things that may be taken in the wrong way to a lot of people that don't know you, because they don't have the context as well. That's the other thing. Yep. You know, if you're talking to somebody that knows you and you make your point, but they'll receive that in the context of knowing you as a person and what you are about. That's different to putting something out there to a load of strangers. You will find that you'll just get attacked because they don't
absolutely
know you.
Absolutely. You and let's just bear in mind what we're not saying to you guys is that you've got to go out there and tell everybody what you think of them.
Yeah, like, good, bad, or indifferent. Liar, liar, wasn't it? With
where he
Jim Carrey.
Lie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're not saying that.
Yeah.
You know, because what we don't want to do is we don't want to be upsetting anybody. We don't want to be upsetting ourselves, and we don't want to be upsetting other people.
No.
But what it is about is having that firm footing of you knowing who it is that you are. A little bit more walking in our own shoes.
Mm.
You know, and how difficult is that? Because it really sounds like it should be quite easy.
Yeah.
You know, because when you are talking about what we're trying to do is we're trying to persuade people to remove some of those harsher masks and to be presenting a more authentic
version. Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think what we're actually telling people to do, if you take it right back, is to almost remove some of the things that we've learned from our environment. Because when you look at children, they don't have any of that.
None of it.
No inhibitions. They are them.
And they are free.
Yeah.
And that's the word,
and
free.
It's quite sad, really. We kind of learn how to be insecure and self-conscious and in many ways, you know, prejudicial towards other people. You know, these are all learned behaviors. They're all things that we learn throughout our life through TV and films and school and interactions and friendships and relationships.
It all goes back, and it all starts really when we are children, of course. You know, and this sort of, for example, we are told no 17 times to one of our yeses.
Yeah.
As parents, we say no 17 times compared to the one yes.
Mm.
And, you know, we go to school and we're told not to be selfish. We're told...
Yeah.
And so no wonder...
Or don't be a show-off. Or don't do this.
Don't be a show-off. I'm telling you what I want to do, and I'm saying to everybody I can, you know, we had Paul Manns on the other week.
That's right, yeah.
You know, and what an amazing... And he is showing off big time.
Mm.
And I tell you, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And it's the one thing. And let's, again, bear in mind, what we're doing is we're making sure that you don't go and upset people.
Mm.
You know, and we're not talking about that show off that sits there and say, hey, look at me. Yeah. This is, and looking down, but yeah. It isn't about actually oppressing. It's not about projecting yourself to a different height, but it's about saying, this is my best version of me to date.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's a massive difference, though, if you're sitting with somebody, between going, do you know what? I really wanted the latest, you know, smartphone that was coming out, and I really wanted it, and I put it on my vision board, and I saved up all my money, and I really, you know, and I kept asking myself, do I want it? And then I went out and bought it, and I love it, and I'm really pleased with it. Yeah, is that, there's that, or you could go and sit down next to someone and go, what phone's that you got? Oh, that's an old one, isn't it? Have you seen mine?
Mine,
you
know, that's this. Right.
Now, they're two totally different things, but they're the same concept, but it's how you approach it.
It is.
And one of those is showing off and being arrogant and being, quite frankly, rude.
Yep.
And the other one is sharing with somebody something that you wanted, you worked hard to get it, and now you're enjoying the benefit of that. There's nothing wrong with that. The
not
second
at all.
One.
that's exactly it. You know, and it's a bit like I was always inspired by Muhammad Ali. Not that I'm into sports or boxing or anything like that, but I remember as a child, and particularly, and I'm not even quite certain what those things were called, where they stand there and. The standoff or something or other, or the face off.
Face. I don't know either, but I know what you mean. Where they basically someone holds them back and they get in each other's faces. Like,
but Muhammad Ali, you know, because he turned around and said, "I'm the best. I'm the best." And he was saying in a very factual manner for me.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, I'm just saying I'm the best, and we've actually lost that technique within us. To be able to say, because when I say to people regularly in session, so, you know, they say, I do this or I do that, I do the other. So how good are you? You know, and it's a real question that most people find difficult to answer. You know, if you ask me how good I am at doing my job as a cognitive change consultant, I say, I think I'm the best.
Yeah.
And I've got no hesitation, you know. And I remember you teaching me long time ago about certain techniques that are used within whatever it is, sales of and finances and bum bum bum. When I remember you saying to me, when somebody wants to know how much it is, that's how much it is, full stop.
Yeah.
And it's very powerful, very
the
powerful.
The power of the silence.
Absolutely,
in a sales pitch. Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Just straightforward. That's as it comes. We're not trying to pretend. We're not putting a mask on. We're not sort of putting on the shows for whoever's about. We're just saying, this is me. You know, one of the exercises that I do with a lot of people that I work with is the I am exercise. And this is where people begin to write down and take note of those very positive internal words that they use to describe who it is that they really are. And it starts with I am, and then you put a comma. Some of the words that I use to describe me, and this is where you really have to find that space and time to get used to, is I am kind. I don't need anyone to tell me I'm kind. You know, I don't need to justify to anybody that I'm kind. I just know I'm kind. I pay it forward as much as I can. You know, as much as I can. You know, I'm ambitious. You know, and what I mean by ambitious, I want to go and, you know, we announced a couple of weeks ago that, you know, we're in pre-production for a brand new TV show called The Reality Check, which I am so excited to tell you guys about.
Excited.
But it's,
I'm not quite certain. Got to stay a little bit tight-lipped.
Yeah, but that is a definite happening. It's definitely happening. You know, and it's about being able to allow yourself to get used to actually saying, I am ambitious.
Yeah.
I am positive. I am happy and kind. And not being afraid to what other people think of it.
Definitely.
I was having a conversation today with somebody as a practitioner. And the words that they used to me was, I know it might sound a little bit woo-woo. And I said, no, it doesn't.
No.
It sounds fantastic. Because we have moved away from where people used to laugh. When I first started doing this 40 years ago, people would laugh at me when I'd start talking about what we attract into our life and thoughts become things. They'd say, what's up with him?
Yeah.
Whereas it's changed now, so we do need to be aware of the words. You were going to say something. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's all right. Yeah, I think I was going to say that the best way for it to be a testament to this living your life and being who it is that you are, I spent a long part of my life not really being who it is, definitely not being who it is that I'm supposed to be.
Well,
and that was, and I think a lot of people are in that position.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's hard to tell in the moment, but when you're looking back, and I can look back now on the last few years of my life where I, you know, jacked in my job, started my own business, and then started doing, and I never realized at that point that what that was going to develop into. But then before I knew it, you know, I'm doing a radio show, I run a networking event, I do all these different things. And that is me living the life. That's me just letting go, saying yes to things, open to opportunities, and just being generally calm and just enjoying the ride, being myself. And I realized that the whole time, all these opportunities were there. They were all around me. But I would just, it's like you can't see them. Like there's a curtain drawn. Like I wasn't open to them because I wasn't being me. So I wasn't. So even if someone asked me and said, do you want to come and do this? I'd be like, no.
No.
But I do. But I didn't know that I did because I wasn't being me.
Absolutely. And this is where I think that we all, this is why I think the reality check is, as a radio show, I think is superb. As a concept, it is superb because we all need to be stopped in our tracks now and again and say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is the plan? Or are we just doing this day by day by day by day by day? And unfortunately, we become bored and bored and bored.
I would say, take it, if you can find a spare moment, just take a moment, a few minutes, and just sit and just think about it. Just think about what we've just talked about and think about how that relates to your life and just see, is there anything that you might be missing out on?
And answer the question, who are you really?
Mm.
And that's a deep question. That's a deep question. You know, next week, I want to talk about my 20,000th birthday, you know, and I know that you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But when I was 20,000 days old, we're going to share that next week. Have a fantastic, fantastic week, wherever you're doing. Have a fantastic weekend. And we will look forward to seeing you next week. And we'll tell you about the 20,000 days of Nigel Booth. Mm. But until then, I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.